We're doing a Gerut Rav Shira, on the letters of Shira, in our intro to Talmud. And what we had seen last time we were together was Rav Shira had told us that during the period after the destruction of the temple, during the period of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, we had a period of peace, tranquility, and at that time our sages were able to regather and organize things. Rav Shri Agon had quoted the story about the great argument between Rav Yoshua and Rabban Gamliel, and how ultimately they removed Rabban Gamliel from being the Nasi, from being the leader, and they appointed Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and on that day they added to the Beis Medrash either 400 or 700 benches. And he said if this was the addition, so you can imagine how many hundreds or thousands of benches had already been in the Beis Medrash, how many great sages were together in this academy learning together and organizing the Mishnah. So that period, tells us Rav Shira Gaon, is a very important period in Jewish history, because that period where we did have a few years of peace allowed us to regroup and organize our oral tradition. Rabbi Akiva masav et asmo la'ariga acharei p'tirato shel Rabbi Yossi ben Kisna ve'arigato shel Rabbi Chananya ben Fadyon ve'nitmata ha'chokhma. Rabbi Akiva gave himself over to be killed after the death of Rabbi Yossi the son of Kisma and the murder of Rabbi Chananya ben Fadyon, and when Rabbi Akiva passed away, we lost a lot of the wisdom we had until that period. We're going a little bit out of order, because in a second he's going to discuss Rabbi Akiva's lifetime, but being that he mentioned it, we're going to take a minute to see the story of Rabbi Akiva's death.
Rabbi Akiva, where was he in relation to populations of Israel? Where was he?
We're going to see the ordering. So far we had Hillel, his disciple Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, his two disciples, we saw five disciples, but two major disciples who taught Rabbi Akiva are Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Akiva is their disciple, who ultimately was their equal. And we're going to continue another two, three generations till we get to Rebbe, to the compilation of the Mishnah. We say every day, V'atzat Hashem Elokecha. One is supposed to love Hashem, his God, with all of one's heart. Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer, we just learned about Rabbi Eliezer. He says, if the Torah tells us we should love Hashem with all our souls, why does it have to say with all our money? And if it says with all our money, why does it have to say with all our soul? The reason is because there are some people who love their self, their bodies, they love their physical self more than they love their money. And there are some people who love their money more than they love their physical self. So the Torah says, regardless which kind of person you are, or if you're a person who's willing to invest money in going to spas and beauty parlors and you love your body more than your money, or you're a person who skimps and barely pays money to eat breakfast because you love your money more than you love yourself, regardless what's most precious for you, with that you have to serve Hashem. You have to love Hashem enough to serve Hashem with your body, with your soul, with your money. Rabbi Akiva says, "Bechol nafshecha." Why does the Torah tell us with all one's soul, "Afilu notelet nafshecha"? Even if God takes one soul, God takes one life. Tanu Rabbanan. Pam achat gazra malchut harsha shlo yasku Yisrael b'tora. Once the Roman Empire, whenever we refer to the Roman Empire, the Gemara refers to it as malchut harsha, the evil kingdom. President Bush discussed the axis of evil. He doesn't know that Chazal preceded him by a few thousand years. Whenever the Gemara discusses the Roman Empire, it's called the evil empire, Malchut al-Sha'a. So one time the evil empire decreed that the Jews should not learn Torah. Ba Papus ben Yehuda, matol Rabbi Akiva, Papus ben Yehuda came and found Rabbi Akiva that he was gathering people in public and teaching them Torah. He said to him, Akiva, aren't you scared of the authorities? So he told him, I'll tell you a mashal, an allegory, what's similar to. The fox is walking at the edge of the river, and he sees that the fish are swimming backwards and forwards, they're running all around. So he said to them, where are you running to? What are you running from? So they said, we're fleeing from the nets that mankind bring to try and catch us. So the fox said, do you want to come onto the dry land and we'll live together just like my forefathers lived with your fathers? with your forefathers? So they said to him, you fox, you're the one that they say you're the wisest, the most cunning of wild animals. You're not wise, you're stupid. If in the place where we live, our source of living, if in the water we're scared of dying, in the place where we die, on dry land, certainly we should be fearful we're going to end up being dead. So Rabbi Akiva told him, so to us, if now that we're delving in Torah, that the verse tells us that the source of the Jewish people's life and longevity is the Torah, and look at what a situation we're in, that the Romans are decreeing against us and we have to be fearful for our life. If we stop learning Torah, certainly that we have to be fearful for our life. We have a tradition that a short time passed and the Romans captured Rabbi Akiva and put him in jail. And they captured Pappas ben Yehuda, the one who came to Rabbi Akiva, and said to him, what are you doing teaching Torah in public? And they put him in jail next to Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva sees Pappas sitting next to him. So he looks at him and he says, a loyal citizen like you, Pappas, what brings you here? So he says, tells him, praised are you, Rabbi Akiva, that you were caught for the words of Torah. Woe to Pappas, meaning woe to myself, that I was caught over worthless things, and nonetheless the Romans wanted to, they put me in jail, where we ended up in the same place. The hour came that they took Rabbi Akiva out to death. It was the time of Kriyashma, and the Romans had decreed that the way Rabbi Akiva would be put to death be that they take these rakes, these combs with fine sharp metal teeth, and they'd start combing his flesh off of him. And as he's standing there bound, and they're peeling the flesh like a vegetable peeler, they're peeling it off of Rabbi Akiva, he was saying Shema Yisrael. It was the time for Kriya Shema. Everyone else is standing there watching as Rabbi Akiva is being tortured and put to death, and Rabbi Akiva is saying Shema. His students, who weren't too far away, they seem saying Shema. They said, Rebbe, to this point? And he said to them, my whole life, when I read this pasuk, Bechol Nafshecha, that one has to love Hashem even if he takes one's soul, I said to myself, when will I merit to fulfill this pasuk? And now that this pasuk, I have the opportunity to fulfill this pasuk, I won't fulfill it. He was saying, Echad, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He said, a long Echad. God is one. He's the one that's running the show. He's the only one. And as he was lengthening to say the word Echad, Ad sheyatzah nishmato be'echad, his neshama went out as he was saying Echad. A bat kol came out, a heavenly voice came out and said, praised are you, Rabbi Akiva, that your neshama went out with Echad. The angels came before God and said, this is the Torah? Rabbi Akiva will learn Torah like this. This is the wages that he gets. God, from your hand we are being put to death like this. And God told them, no, his portion is in the world to come in the life. And a heavenly voice came out and said, praised are you, Rabbi Akiva, that you've already been set aside, you're entering the world to come. We know that one of the things a person who knows he's nearing death should say is Shema. And that we see it here in the Gemara. The person sees he's on his deathbed, then he should say Shema to a good chus, it's a merit if the person merits to say Shema before he dies. Rabbi Akiva merited to say it. Rabbi Akiva was put to death. There's another source to this story. We said that Rabbi Akiva was put to death after Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma and the murder of Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion. So what is the murder of Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion? He's one of those that we mentioned. God willing, next week we'll bring it. In our prayers in Yom Kippur, we discussed how Asara Hugei Malchut, the 10 sages who were killed by the authorities, by the Roman authorities. So, says in the Masechet Smachot, like this. כשבאו רבן שמעון ומנב רבי ישמעאל גזרו עליהם שיהרגו. The Roman Empire decreed that רבן שמעון ומנב רבי ישמעאל would be killed. והיה רבי ישמעאל בוכה, רבי ישמעאל was crying. רבי שמעון אמר, אברך בשתי פסיעות קטנטן חלקם של צדיקים. He said, young wise man, in two footsteps you're going to be hugged by the great צדיקים. ואתה בוכה? You're crying? What are you crying for? You're entering Eden in two footsteps. What are you crying about? So he said, I'm crying that our end is to be murdered, to be killed, just as murderers get killed, just as people who desecrate the Shabbat. How could it be that you and I, who spent our lives trying to serve Hashem, this is how we're going to die? I'm not crying because I'm going to die. Fine, I'll die, and I know I'm going to enter Gan Eden. But why do I have to die like this? Amalo. So Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Yishmael, Shema b'suda hita yoshev v'yashen. Maybe you sat to a meal and you fell asleep. Uva isha lishol al midata al ta'arot shela. And a woman came to ask you a question of family purity. V'amar la shamash yashenu. And the servant told her, oh, my master is sleeping. V'atora amra, and the Torah says that you're not allowed to pain a person. Maneta ane oto, if you pain a person, God says, I'll pay you back for that. And if you, even if you cause this small amount of pain, that someone came to ask you halachic shayla, and you were sleeping because you ate a little bit too much at the meal, that's a good reason why ultimately you're dying this horrible death. When Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yishmael were murdered, so they came and told Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba that this happened. They told the Jewish people, they said, if the times were going to be good, then things wouldn't happen this way. You guys should know that this is just the beginning. If these great sages are murdered, then it's a sign that the Jewish people are heading towards a bad time, and that's what happened. When Rabbi Akiva was killed, so again, the sages told the same thing, and the same thing happened. Rabbi Hanina ben Chavion, won't see over here. Yeah. Okay. So we have a listing. The Medrash over here goes through many people who were murdered by the Romans. And this, the Shriagon over here is telling us, caused that the wisdom in the Jewish people would go down. They did have success. The fact that we lost our great leaders meant that we lost people who could teach us the ways of the Torah. But we'll end with the story of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva emits tamidim arbe. Rabbi Akiva had many students. Avram Yisrael samchot tamidim ashniim shlo. Rabbi Akiva had two sets of students. As I say, it's Torah, 12,000 zugot tamidim yulul Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of students. 12,000 pairs. And he had 24,000 students. Migabat vayad Antipares, from the city of Gabat to the city of Antipares. This city, they say, is an area where Kfar Saba is today. And Gabat, they say, is way to the north. V'chulam metu ben Pesach l'Shavuot. He lost all students in a period of 49 days, between Pesach and Shavuot. Mitnei, why did they all deserve death? The 24,000 students died. Shelo nagu kavod ze bazeh. They didn't honor one another. Not that they disgraced one another. They didn't honor one another. When we're sitting in yeshiva and learning as pairs, we have to honor one another. A person has to want to hear what his chavrusa has to say. A person has to try to show honor to one another. I always say that when we sit in Beis Medrash, you'll notice that when we disagree with our chavrusa and say, no, you're wrong, we speak loudly. And when suddenly we realize he's right, it's like a whisper. Yeah, you're right. Because I can barely get it out of our mouth. Why? Because we're more interested in our honor than their honor. So we're small. We're on our level. after the Akiva of Talmidim, they're supposed to continue the Jewish people. If they didn't honor one another, so then it was decreed them that they should all die, and the world was desolate until Rabbi Akiva went and taught his last set of students, and these are Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, five students. And they are the ones that maintained the Torah, they continued our oral tradition. So we see sometimes that a person can have a lot, and that's not what he should bank on. Our sages say, we learn from Rabbi Akiva, a person should never say, I've invested enough. If a person invested when he was young, he should invest when he's old. If a person had children when he was young, he should have children when he's old. If a person learned Torah when he was young, he should learn Torah when he's old. If a person taught students when he was young, he should teach students when he's old. Because you never know which students will make it. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students and they all went. It was the last five students which he taught at the end of his days, they're the ones that sustained the Torah for the Jewish people, and that's where we'll pick up next week. There's great discussion among the sages and the archaeologists. They try to figure out, how could it be 24,000 students died? Was it a plague? What happened that 24,000 students died in 49 days? And some want to say that Rabbi Akiva, as we saw a few weeks ago, was a great supporter of Bar Kokhba, and Rabbi Akiva, they want to say, urged his students to join Bar Kokhba's men. And it could be that Rabbi Akiva, we know, erred in thinking that Bar Kokhba would be the Mashiach, the Messiah, as it says in the Rambam clearly in Hilchos Melachim. This was a great error of Rabbi Akiva. And it could be that that's where these 24,000 students were killed in fighting the wars against the Romans. And we're going to take a break now for a few minutes and continue.